Ask Governor Pete Ricketts what his priorities for this year are, and the first thing he mentions is public safety. And what kinds of things does he mean by that?
One of the key ones there will be replacing the Nebraska State Penitentiary, modernizing our prison, having a facility where we can provide better programming, better safety for both the inmates and our teammates in the Department of Corrections is important.
Ricketts referred to last October's water main break at the penitentiary in Lincoln, which had people inside relying on porta potties and bottled water until service was restored.
The old facility is over 150 years old. We lost water to the inmates for 3 days. That is a terrible quality of life. With a modern facility that replaces it, we can have a much better quality of life. And who would be against a better quality of life for our inmates and for our corrections teammates?
The penitentiary was designed to hold just over 800 inmates. Last year, it held just under 1,300 on the average day. I asked the governor whether the new 1,500-bed prison he's proposed would do much to address overcrowding in the whole system, which last year held about 1,700 more people than it was designed for.
You're framing your proposal as a replacement for the penitentiary, and your corrections director, Scott Frake, says as of now the plan is to tear down the penitentiary, although he earlier had talked about repurposing it. But if you do tear it down, you wouldn't make a substantial addition to the state's prison capacity. So doesn't the logic of the numbers point to keeping the Nebraska State Penitentiary open in some capacity? And would you be surprised if that's what the next governor has to do?
It would be the decision of the legislature if they wanted to continue to repurpose that to something else. What I'm proposing is separate from that decision. What I'm proposing is to replace that with a state-of-the-art facility that is modern, to be able to allow us to take care of that current population. With regard to what happens to the old facility, that will be a decision for a future legislature. That's not what we're talking about right now.
Ricketts' other priorities include taxes, where he wants to do things like expand the Social Security exemption, lower corporate taxes, and cap school property tax increases. Ricketts also says the state has a great opportunity for one-time water infrastructure projects. And he's got a plan he'll release later this week about what Nebraska should do with the $1 billion the state expects to get from the federal American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA. I asked Ricketts about what's expected to be another major subject in this year's legislative session, abortion.
The Supreme Court is currently considering an abortion case out of Mississippi that could well result in a decision that would turn major decisions on that subject back to the states. What do you think Nebraska should be doing, if anything, in anticipation of that decision?
Nebraska is a pro-life state. I mean, you can see it driving down the highways and the signs. You can see it in the people who help out at emergency crisis centers, or the people who go visit folks in our skilled nursing facilities or assisted living. You can see it just the way that we took care of each other during this pandemic and the floods. Nebraskans take care of their neighbors. We're a pro-life state. You can see it in the elected officials that we have. So I think that here in Nebraska, we want to continue to work on legislation that's going to protect those preborn babies.
I asked Ricketts about his characterization of Nebraskans' opinions on abortion.
You say Nebraska is a pro-life state, and you've said that repeatedly, but the only state-specific polling data I've seen, which is a Pew survey from 2014, found that 50% of Nebraskans said abortion should be legal in all or most cases, while 46% said it should be illegal in all or most cases. That puts Nebraska pretty much in the middle of the states nationwide. Is your assertion that Nebraska is a pro-life state dismissive of what half of Nebraskans think on this issue?
Well, you can have some left-leaning organization do a poll, or you can look at what the facts on the ground are.
Are you saying Pew is a left-leaning organization?
Yes, I am. Pew is definitely a left-leaning.
They also were part of your own criminal justice reform a few years ago.
Yeah, I know. But that doesn't mean they're not left-leaning.
The poll on abortion attitudes was done by Pew Research Center, a subsidiary of Pew Charitable Trusts, which worked with Ricketts, the legislature, and the judiciary on criminal justice reform in 2015. I concluded our interview by asking Ricketts about his political future beyond the governorship.
This year, it will be your last as governor because of term limits. Will you spend any time during this year thinking about possibly running for president in 2024?
I'm going to be focusing this year on being the best governor I can be. This is not the type of job where you can take your eye off the ball. And anything that happens after 2022, I will worry about after 2022. So I'm going to focus on being the best governor I can be, and that's going to be focused on.
And you won't be thinking at all about your political future?
Well, 24 hours is forever in politics, Fred. Who knows what it's going to look like a year from now? I know what the job in front of me for the next year is going to be. I'm going to stay focused on that.
For Nebraska Public Media News, I'm Fred Knapp.